ESPN Radio. 92.5, 1300. It is the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective, live on YouTube. Make sure to look us up right now. Just stream YouTube and go search ESPN Radio Lexington, and you will find us in all our glory in my Peter LaFleur Average Joe's jersey for today. If you can't dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball or something like that. Anyway, what was that? Patches O'Houlihan taught me how to play. Although the video really was great with that. Along with our friend Ted the Gambling Cat, our sports ticker, and our little dry erase board. It is the usual suspects here in the Radio Shack as we are ready for the July 1st edition of your Wang Chung Wednesday edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor Sports Talk. From a handicapping perspective, we thank you so much for joining us. 859-381-1313. Who you got tonight in Major League Baseball? 14 games tonight. A few of them have already started. Lousy night for us last night. Boy, that was not a good night for us. But this has not been a good week. Last week we had a profitable week. The last couple nights have not been good for us. But we get up and we swing the bat again. Get knocked down seven times, get up eight. We're back at it today. We got sides and totals tonight. In the world of Major League Baseball, who you got? 859-381-1313. Don't forget, no show for us tomorrow. It'll be Reds and Brewers. A great matchup tomorrow at this time. 2:10 first pitch. It'll be Chase Burns. It'll be Jacob Mizorowski. And the opening line is up for that game. And the Brewers are minus 172 in that. And look at this total, 6.5. You don't think the Reds have some value there? They do. The over has some value there too, though. You can see the juice on the over. Over has minus 140 value. So the desert's telling you, they're just daring you. Excuse me. They're daring you. Go under that 6.5. We'll give you plus money on that. Yeah, that's a tough one with that juice there. But the Brewers sitting tomorrow and Mizorowski at minus 172. That speaks of volumes. So we'll talk about that a little later. So that's what's going on tomorrow. So no show tomorrow. No show Friday because it's 4th of July observance here at LM Communications. And then, of course, the weekend. So this is the last show we'll have until next Monday. So, yes, we bring in the big guns. Dylan Godet is back. Holy crap. When was the last time he was on this show? I can't even remember. It was before the College World Series. Wasn't that 6 weeks ago? Well, to Dylan it might have been because I think he and his family single-handedly got West Virginia to the top of the Jell-O shot list. That's another story altogether. We'll ask him about that and all the other stuff going on in his life as he gives us winners for the Far Cracker 400. What? It's not called that anymore. What? Yeah. What happened to the Far Cracker 400? And yes, I am saying Far Cracker on purpose. Miss Judy would appreciate that. But what happened to that? Richard Petty won the Far Cracker 400 in the 80s. Come on. That was a shame they took that away. They should be running that on the 4th of July and then have the fireworks afterwards. We'll ask Dylan Godet what he thinks about the NASCAR race this weekend. The early lines, because, well, he's our NASCAR guy and we're not going to be on the air until Friday, next Monday. So we'll get him. He'll be back. We got a lot of questions for him. A lot of questions why he is doing what he's doing and why he skipped out on us for 3 weeks. It's all right. We cashed tickets last week. 859-381-1313. Also, not just the Far Cracker 400, but World Cup Soccer. And we've got all kinds of games going on, including the United States is playing tonight. 8 o'clock, what do you call it, tip-off? No, what do you call it? Kickoff on the pitch. They're playing in Santa Clara, California, at Levi's Stadium. That's where the Niners play. And Sean C., our soccer expert, who has been awesome. We just had a game in just now. England and the Congo DR. England wins 2-1. Not only was Sean C on that one, but he said Harry Kane multiple goals at plus 400. Lo and behold, Harry Kane got his second goal in the 86th minute of that game. Great call by Sean C. We hope you were on that. We hope you've been on all his picks other than the ones that ended in draws because we've been playing the draws like crazy. But Harry Kane multiple goals, crazy. Great job from Sean C. Let's see what he thinks about the USA men's national team tonight and then all the games between now and next Monday. There's only 11 games, so the World Cup is starting to slow down a little bit. That doesn't mean we still can't find some winners. Let's try to get one with the World Cup coming up, with the USA playing later tonight. We'll see what Sean has to say. 859-381-1313. Also, you can follow us on the social medias at BottomLineLex. You can also email us, bottomlinelex@gmail.com. 4th of July weekend is always a weekend for me to start in on fantasy football. So this is the kind of, yeah, you've been keeping tabs on other stuff, and now is when it begins. The calendar is flipped in July. The camps start opening in the NFL. Soon the college football camps will be opening, and we'll be hearing about how great this Minshew, comparing him to a Tom Brady, of course. But now is the time, and the All-Star break is really the time to really get into this. So let's get some systems, let's get some winners during this summertime. The tickets you cash in September, October, they are won in June and July. I can promise you that, doing this as long as I have. So let's get to it. Don't forget our profitable picks, the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, coming up later in the show, our Mac Daddy Stogie picks, and Sean C's picks, the fastest growing segment of Lexington Radio. I don't know what we're going to do when the World Cup ends without him. He's been carrying this show for since hockey season. So yeah, we'll figure something out here on ESPN Radio. We thank you for joining us on this Wang Chung Wednesday. But if you're looking to get your action down, especially for the hockey matches coming up on the pitches, go to our friends at CircaSports.com. The Circa Sports Kentucky app. No matter how you're betting these games, sides, the draws, anytime goal scores, BTTS, that's both teams to score. There's a lot of props you could be playing in these games, and Circa has them all. So make sure to go check it out. Just go download the app. They have the highest limits, lowest totals, the best customer service. And yes, even if you're playing the USA tonight, shockingly, everybody else has them priced through the roof. We'll talk about where the Circa has them coming up later in the show. And yes, kids, it is now July. Next month, you go back to school. Also, in 13 days, you must be 21 or older to bet legally on these apps. Right now, you could be 18. So if you're getting your action in and you're under 21, might want to cash out as soon as possible. Get your action in and cash out 11:59 on the 13th of July. But you have a problem gambling, call 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up. Let's get some winners tonight in baseball and soccer and NASCAR for the weekend. But first, well, the Reds once again prove who they are. And we can see the little ticker behind us every day tells us not only the Reds' standings in their division, but the Reds' standings in the wild card race. And that wild card race right now, it's getting kind of ugly because the Reds are sitting 6 games behind in just the wild card race now. And even in their magic number to be eliminated for the playoffs is now 66. Wait, 6 games out, 66. Oh, don't say that number out loud. Anyway, of course, the Reds 100-1 to win their division now. The Brewers running away with things, -425. How the Cubs didn't compete more in this one. They're +380, but still, they should have been a little bit closer. But the Reds right now, they are what you think they are. The Reds to make the playoffs. Yes, 13-1. Their highest odds of the season, not even close. No is -3,000. If you want to win $1 on the Reds not to make the playoffs, all you got to do, give me $30. And when it's the season's over and they don't make the playoffs, I'll give you 31. That's what the sports books are saying to you right now. In other words, yeah, that's a lot of chalk to push. Even though you know the Reds aren't going to win this and make the playoffs. And yes, last night, once again, Rhett Lauder. Where is he going to be when Hunter Green comes back? It's kind of figuring out who the odd man out is this rotation. Lauder, 5.31 ERA now after this one. He struck out 8, but he did give up 6 runs in and 11 hits in 4 2/3 innings. So yes, the Reds are in bad shape right now. And if you look at the box score of last night's game, who replaced good old Dane Myers in center field? Well, it was TJ Friedl. He hits .172. Well, you need a pinch hitter for him late in the game. Matt McClain is now playing center field. Wonder why they're putting him in center field. Maybe they're going to leave Arroyo at second base, you say. Well, at least he doesn't hit under 200. He's hitting .265. Matt McClain again makes an out. He's batting .198. You have to ask if you're the Reds, How much do you put this on Terry Francona? Because it's difficult to put it all on Terry Francona. Because give us some of the best managers of all time. Tony La Russa in his heyday. Even the late Bobby Cox in Atlanta. Joe Torre when he was with the Yankees. What did all these guys have in common? They all had Hall of Famers playing for them. That's what happened. Yeah, Terry Francona probably doesn't have any Hall of Famers playing for him right now. But if he didn't, if somebody else was in there, Bobby Cox got fired multiple times. In fact, he got fired from the Braves in the late 70s. That should tell you a little something. And then when Ted Turner, they asked him, why you fired Bobby Cox? Who do you want to replace him? He goes, well, I haven't thought about it, but I want a guy just like Bobby Cox. That should tell you a little something. The Reds have now had 21 games they've lost by at least 5 runs or more. No team in baseball has that. And that's already more than they lost this time last year by the same margin. Reds are 0-5 against the Brewers. 13.5 games behind in the division. And against division rivals, we talk about this all the time, they are 14-9 in division. The old the Jeff Drummond joke he gave us last week. Who's going to have more division wins this year, the Reds or the Bengals? The more time that passes, the more likely it is that the Bengals might have a chance at this. So the Reds now, remember May the 1st, we talk about this all the time, when the Reds were in first place. Well, they were 20-11 that day. The 2 months since, they still haven't won 20 games since. They're 19-34 since. And you have to ask yourself if you're the Reds and a fan, just a common fan, not somebody betting on these games like we are, but just somebody who's a fan of these games. If you see the Reds playing, maybe not the Brewers because that's a good team. What if you see the Reds and the Orioles this weekend? The Orioles, another team that's kind of out of it. Do you really want to spend a Friday night, a Saturday night, a Sunday afternoon watching this team for 3 hours, kind of knowing what's going to happen at the end? Probably. It's tough. It's very tough. Batting averages for the month of May. No Reds player had an average over 300. Players that have averages under 200. Spencer Steer, 159. J.J. Bladé, who was a rotisserie baseball hot pickup 6 weeks ago. He hit 161 for the month. Eugenio Suarez, 179. Even Ellie, I know he missed a few weeks. Ellie only hit 185. In other words, this team isn't going anywhere. And if you think it's going somewhere, jump on it now because you can get some serious odds to win for this team to make the playoffs. But if you've been like us the last couple of days, you've realized in a game like this, it's okay just to step back and step away. And let's look at tonight's game, Reds and Brewers. It is game 3 of a 4-game series. We talked about game 4 tomorrow. We have seen odds go up now. For tomorrow's game, Chase Burns and Mizorowski, a very highly anticipated game. And look where this, when we started this show, we said minus 172 for the Brewers. Now at FanDuel, square book, minus 190 is the Brewers. You want to get some good plus money on the Reds tomorrow with Chase Burns? You can find it there. Also, that total is up to 7 at FanDuel. They're the only real true book with them out right now here in Kentucky. You can search around and hunt around for these, the best lines. But right now, you're going to see the Reds at a big disadvantage with Chase Burns on the mound tomorrow. But it's all about today's games, and we see two lefties going in this one. Drouin for the Brewers, and of course, Andrew Abbott for your Cincinnati Reds. And in this one, Abbott, yeah, he has come along lately. He had a tough start for him this year, but he's been a little better of late. 5-4 with a 3.90 ERA. Shane Drouin, 3.12 ERA. And of course, we saw Drouin his last time out last week against the Reds. He only went 4 1/3 innings, but he didn't allow a run. He did give up 8 base runners. So it wasn't a kind of scot-free type day for Drouin last week against the Brewers. But yeah, they still didn't score. Andrew Abbott, his 3.90 ERA. Yeah, he hasn't pitched against the Brewers this year. That's probably better off for him. So how are we handicapping this game tonight? Reds and Brewers, don't forget, 7:40 pregame, 8:10 first pitch. Line started with Milwaukee a minus 155 here. It is up to minus 162. Betting splits, all the money is on Milwaukee. 83% of the tickets. 91% of the money is on the Brewers here. Once again, for the third consecutive night, we see reverse line move to the over in this game. We saw this total open at 8. It is up to 9 now most places, despite the fact we see 58% of the tickets on the under here. Does look like a rather sharp move. 66% of the money is on the over. So how am I playing this game tonight? Just like the first two games of this series, it's okay to step back and step away. Because the lines are telling us something different than what the numbers are telling us and what, obviously, common sense is telling us about these Reds. To be honest with you, I'm looking to go in tomorrow's game and try to get Chase Burns at some good money, maybe in the first five innings. But in this game tonight, if I had to lean anyway in this one, I don't think I want either one of these teams. Do I really trust the Reds in this spot? Just like the first two games of this series, the Reds have a little bit of value, but not enough to where I want to invest in them. And for the total here, if the money's on the under and the line is going to the over, yeah, it's a spot to maybe play the over, but I don't want any part of this game. It'll be like last couple of nights. I'm going to pass on these two games, on this game today, but I probably won't pass on tomorrow. I think I'm looking to take the Reds and Chase Burns at plus money, especially if I see the back end of that bullpen for the Reds, which is now Pagan and a bunch of guys who've never been in your kitchen, if those are the ones who are doing it. But right now, the Reds, we're sitting here on July the 1st. All-Star break is just a couple of weeks away, and it almost is over. A magic number of 66. 13-1 just to make the playoffs in a system now where almost half the league makes the playoffs. Do you really want to invest in this team over the 4th of July, especially in those snoozer games against the Brewers? If so, you're on your own. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Yeah, the Reds, why are they bringing Hunter Green back on July the 4th? Well, maybe they want to win a game on July 4th, knowing they're not going to win a whole bunch. It's very curious. Why did they let Hunter Green pitch against Sunday in Louisville when they could have brought him back for this Brewers series and maybe had a better chance of winning some of these games? That's something we'll all have to say right there. It is a spot for the Reds. Good luck to them. Don't forget you can hear all the games all season long here on ESPN Radio. By the way, before we get to Dylan Gaudet, we do see that we won't be on the air on July 4th or any time before July 4th again. And you know what that means to the gamblers. Oh, it's the Far Cracker 400. No, it's baseball. No, it's the World Cup. Well, no, it's the hot dog eating contest. And oh, do we have some of a way to play this that might prove something to you. Joey Chestnut, yes, you've heard of him. Apparently he was born here in the state of Kentucky, in Fulton County. I'm not going to lie, I'm not really sure where Fulton County, Kentucky is, even though I grew up here. So, Joey Chestnut was born here, but now he doesn't live here. Apparently now he lives in Indiana. Oh, what a traitor. But one thing he has done, he has won 17 consecutive, well, not consecutive, he has won 17 hot dog eating contests on the 4th of July. By the way, where's Kobayashi? I liked him more. I always wanted him to win instead of Joey Chestnut. Don't get me started. But the point is, 17 times this guy has won. And the betting lines are up for this. And here's what I've noticed about the number of hot dogs Joey Chestnut is going to eat. On Monday, I saw this line at 73.5. Over or under hot dogs for Joey Chestnut. Now, I don't know anything about hot dog eating. Neither do you. Neither does basically 99.99% of the world. But the odds makers know something, right? Yesterday, on Monday that he was 73.5. Yesterday, I was talking to our friend Jeff Drummond. I'm like, look at this. 72.5. The sharp money has come in on Joey Chestnut. I have no idea why I was talking to him about the hot dogs. I must have been really bored yesterday. But anyway. And now this morning, I was looking at this just about an hour ago or so. Now the line for Joey Chestnut under hot dogs, still 72.5, but you can see big time minus money, minus 145 money. The juice is hit on the 72.5. What is that telling us, gamblers out there? It's telling us that the sharp play is going under 72.5 hot dogs for Joey Chestnut. It would have been a lot sharper on Monday, under 73.5 before the line move. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm not saying go out and put your life savings on it. But all I'm saying is the odds makers and the money is telling us, the betting markets are telling us, to go under Joey Chestnut hot dogs on the 4th of July. Don't shoot the messenger. That's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Yeah, he'll probably eat 80 now. So, yeah, there you go. But a guy who probably wasn't eating many hot dogs after his trip to Omaha, Dylan Gaudet is back, finally. And he'll give us some Far Cracker 400 picks. Then our baseball picks and Sean C's hockey picks. What a show lined up the rest of the way right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Cash,
cold, that's what I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us here on this Wang Chung Wednesday. And what better time on a Wednesday than to bring in our NASCAR expert. He's been trying to drop us like third period French for the last 3 weeks, but finally, we have cornered him, and we have hunted him down, and he is back with us, our NASCAR expert, Dylan Gaudet. Dylan, how are you today, sir?
Great. The Omaha hangover has finally been cured.
Now, how many of the those Jell-O shots did you get to get West Virginia to win the Jell-O shot championship? Because we made all kinds of assumptions about you bringing all those people to West Virginia yourself just so you could win that. And we don't want to know what happened after them. But are you okay? Or how are you feeling now?
Well, the Jell-O shots thing, that was interesting because I only paid $20 of my own money, and I probably had $80 to $100 worth of Jell-O shots in the whole week, the whole 4 days that I was there. Because they were just, West Virginia fans were just handing them out like candy. Not only West Virginia fans, West Virginia's own governor was there handing out Jell-O shots amongst the fans. So it was definitely a wild time. But I mentioned this, if you are a sports fan, if you're a baseball fan, I highly recommend going there because Omaha, the people there love it. I would have thought that people like in Omaha, the counties, would hate it. But they all embraced all the different fan bases. And the West Virginia fans were treated like, we were true guests. So that was a really cool part about it.
The West Virginia governor was buying shots for Dylan Gaudet in Omaha, Nebraska. Wow, that's something to put on the resume right there, man. I don't know how much higher you could get in this world, but that has got to be one of those at the top of the list. And you not only were gone for 1 week, you're gone for 2 weeks from that, and then you were a DJ last week. Is everything okay in your world, Dylan? We're kind of starting to worry about you a little bit.
It was actually a Prince night at called Live on the Levee in Charleston. It was Prince night. Actually, really good turnout. It rained a little bit, which is kind of fitting given Purple Rain.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool night. Of course, the meteorologist was also emceeing the night that it rained. But, my duties started with our 2 o'clock show, so fortunately, I was busy during that time.
And yes, we know after all those Jell-O shots, you had plenty of duty to go around. And you could take that however you want to, Dylan Gaudet. We appreciate it that now you have finally, after a month of playing hooky for this show, you are back with us. And we kept telling people, hey, go at Gaudet Weather to look at for his picks. But we've got a race coming up. The 4th of July used to mean the Far Cracker 400. Not anymore. Now they're in Chicago, and they're racing on a Sunday. What's the meaning of this? I missed the Far Cracker 400, Dylan. How far back do you go? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've been to two. It wasn't called the Far Cracker 400, but the Daytona summer race that I believe it turned into the Pepsi 400 for a while. I had been to that twice. Unfortunately, they moved it away from Daytona. I was really hoping when the schedule got released this year that it would be a 4th of July Saturday night race. In Atlanta was where I was hoping it, but they are bringing back Chicagoland Speedway. Last year, this race was at the streets downtown of Chicago. This year, it's the track that they have had there but haven't raced there since 2019. The track also, they haven't paved it, know, it has gone through 7 years of Chicago winters, and Chicagoland, much further south, pretty far outside of Chicago, 30 miles, I believe. But the track is definitely aged a lot, so I think it should put on a pretty good race there Sunday evening outside of Chicago.
So there you go. The Far Cracker 400, which was always ran on the 4th of July, has been replaced. It's called now the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Just not the same. You know, Richard Petty's not in it anymore either, so it's not the same. It is the Chicagoland Speedway is where we're at now. So let's get to the money shots, Dylan. Let's go for matchups in this race. Sunday night race, 6 o'clock start. Who we got? Driver versus driver. This is how you make your money long term, Dylan.
Absolutely. Not a huge assortment of these yet, mainly right. because Circa does not have their matchups up. But I do have two matchups that I really like. The in-season challenge is taking place right now, and one of these matchups is actually from that. You can find it at DraftKings or at Bet365 right now. And that is Alex Bowman over Austin Cindric at plus 100, so even money. Bowman actually won the last race at Chicagoland Raceway back in 2019. He had missed a couple races earlier this season because he was dealing with a health issue, but he finished top 10 in the race last week. He actually knocked off the number one driver in the point standings, Tyler Reddick, in the in-season challenge just 2 years in a row. Since they started this NASCAR season challenge, that the final seed has won the matchup against the first driver. And Bowman drives for Hendrick and has won at this track before, and I think you're getting some good value there, even money, him versus Austin Cindric. And then I am also going with another matchup here. This matchup is Kyle Larson over that guy we just talked about, Tyler Reddick at minus 105. Larson hasn't won at this track, but has been very, very close multiple times, and I like the value there. Him in an underdog matchup against Tyler Reddick, minus 105. I like that. That might be the best odds you see on that all weekend. We'll be right now.
Two matchups right now. We're still 4 days away from race day, so make sure to stay tuned to at Go Day Weather on your social medias. He'll have more. But Bowman over Cindric and Larson over Reddick. Yeah, I'm headed back out to the Circa end of next month. So I'll have a little talk with our guy Jeffrey Benson, who has been dodging me like the plague, kind of like you were for 3 weeks when it comes to these NASCAR lines. Okay, do we have anything, top fives or top tens for this week, Dylan?
Yes, I do have a top ten, and this is Eric Jones. Before we went to the road courses, Eric Jones had been running extremely fast. The Toyota had been fast this year. Eric Jones and Legacy Motor Club, which is part Jimmy Johnson and part Richard Petty. So you're in pretty good company being with those two as your two owners. 2-1 for a top 10. Like the value there with Eric Jones at 2-1. He's run really fast recently on these style tracks, Chicagoland, a mile and a half track. And then going with Ty Gibbs, another hot hand here. Ty Gibbs at a top 5 at plus 220, so just over 2-1 odds there on Gibbs to finish in the top 5.
Top 10 on Eric Jones, top 5 on Gibbs, and that's how we're looking at this race in Chicago this week. Okay, do we have a winner? Because we saw last week, yeah, it was everybody versus Van Gensburg, and still Van Gensburg won that race. But it's a lot different this weekend. So how are we looking at it to win this race, Dylan?
Yeah, the favorite right now is Denny Hamlin, just because he's been on a tear. I mean, he won 3 races in a row before they went to the road courses. But I think you have to fade him. It's a worn-out racetrack, so he's going to be running up front. But I think that also kind of evens up the field a little bit in terms of a lot of drivers with talent should be able, if they have a fast car, to compete with the likes of Denny Hamlin. So I'm going with half a unit right now on Larson at plus 650. I really like Ooh. Larson. I think an old, worn-out racetrack and Kyle Larson's driving style will turn out really well. Also going 40% of that unit on Ty Gibbs at 16-1. And then 10% of that unit, talked about him, Alex Bowman, 80-1. All those right now are at Circa. Best odds on all the winners I've found this week would be at Circa. For example, Denny Hamlin is at +325. So he is definitely the favorite to win this race. But I like the value with Larson. I like the value with Gibbs there. And then the long shot with Bowman, 80-1. He should not be 80-1. He's won at this track in the past, and he's finally getting over his health problems, and he's driving really for his job. He's in a Hendrick car. It hasn't performed a lot this season, so I expect him to be running towards the front and maybe in position to get that long shot.
Yeah, let's make Jeffrey Benson pay for this out at Circa. Take one unit, 50% of it on Larson to win, 40% of it on Gibbs, and 10% on Bowman. Is there anything else you're looking at, maybe from qualifying, make of car, anything else you're looking at in this race, Dylan?
Yeah, if you don't like Larson and maybe want to pivot towards Chevy in the matchup with the Toyotas, Chevy's a little bit of an underdog versus the Toyotas. I've been playing a couple of these recently just because the Toyotas have been performing so well, but they keep winning. But I think there is some values on the Chevrolets. Chase Elliott's going to be up front. You have to think that even Ross Chastain will be up front, and, of course, Larson that we mentioned. So, the Toyotas are going to be favored in all the matchups. I think there's a little bit of value there in the Chevys. So that's not an official play, but if you don't want to play Larson at that +650 to win, don't mind putting a little bit on Chevy to win the matchup versus Toyota.
So let's recap Dylan's picks here for the what used to be called the Far Cracker 400. Now they're running in Chicago this weekend. Matchups, Bowman over Cendric and Larson over Reddick. For your top 10, go with Eric Jones. Top 5, go with Gibbs. Take one unit and go 50% of that unit on Larson to win, 40% on Gibbs, 10% on Bowman. And if you're really hardcore for the action, let's look to take Chevys over Toyotas in this kind of match play here. Anything else you're looking at this weekend, Dylan, in terms of racing, even NASCAR or anything? Anything else you've got on the plate here as we're sitting a few days away now?
I don't have anything on the hot dog eating contest, unfortunately. There is here locally a watermelon eating contest tonight.
Oh, God.
Too late for me. It's at 8 o'clock this evening. I cannot make it to that considering I have to work in the morning. I do love me some watermelon, and I would probably take my odds in that underdog matchup. My dad used to actually do some competitions for professional eating and things like that, like wing eating contests and things like that. And actually, has performed pretty well in the past, so I think it's in my genes. I think I could compete in a food eating contest someday. I will definitely let you know if I ever participate in one.
Please do, and we will come up with a point shaving scheme to make sure you go under the total so we can cash in on that. By the way, we did say under 72 and a half hot dogs for Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July. Are you with us or against us, Dylan?
I have to be with you on that. I agree. You've got to get to a point when you just cannot continue to add to your number, right? I mean, it's not an endless cycle of you just continuing to eat more and more hot dogs every year.
I agree. And the sharps have moved this line down from 73.5 to 72.5. That's what I'm looking at, Dylan. Who cares about all that other stuff? The sharps have moved this line. Do you have any Omaha stories that you could share with us that don't involve you kissing the butt of the governor of West Virginia?
Hey, the governor of West Virginia just showed up. But like I said, it was really cool to see a bunch of fans. It really reminded me, I've been to an NFL draft since I started traveling the draft across all parts of the country. It really reminded me of that. Omaha was also a very clean city. The traffic was kind of in and out. Driving across the country was really a cool experience with my dad. We did a little storm chasing, not on accident, actually, because there were just a bunch of storms. But the tickets that I got, I was sitting 8 rows up behind home plate for $50 a piece. Somebody just sold the tickets the night before. I bet they couldn't make it because there was some weather in the area disrupting a bunch of flights. So we got some really cool tickets. We're actually basically on the broadcast of the game, the whole first game, West Virginia versus Troy. So that was pretty cool to see. My dad called out them. West Virginia stole home for the first time since 2000 in the College World Series, and that's how he scored the first run, so that was really cool. I had emergency plans to make it back out to Omaha had they made it to the championship, but they fell just short against North Carolina. But pretty cool that West Virginia baseball made it to that stage. Fortunately, it came at the hands of Kentucky, but hopefully both those teams continue to have success, because when they play in the postseason, it is great baseball.
Oh, we hope both those teams have success. You were so happy when Kentucky lost to West Virginia, Dylan Godet. You went out and had Jell-O shots for a week and a half, of course. So, yeah, that's Dylan Godet, ladies and gentlemen. Send your letters and postmark them to him in West Virginia, a West Virginia fan lifelong. I can't tell you how many people the last few weeks has been like, where's Dylan Godet? We need our NASCAR fix. Well, you got it now. Dylan, tell us where we can find you on the social media, where you'll be updating your picks this weekend as we get closer to the race, and anything else you'd like to promote, sir. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You can follow me on social media at Godet Weather, GAUDET Weather. It's hot outside, so take care of yourselves as well. Limit that time outside. I've been preaching on the TV all week. I'm also headed to the beach next week, but I'll be free next Friday. So I'll be able to call into the show. It's Atlanta's race, so one of my favorite races of the entire season. So I'll definitely want to talk about that. But I will be enjoying my time at the beach next week. I can promise all the listeners out there that I will be enjoying it.
Well, we don't care if you enjoy that. Just get us some winners, okay? Don't lose your priorities there, Dylan. Go have all the fun you want. Just get us some winners, because if you don't, we don't care about you having fun. He is Dylan Godet. And he is the best in the business. We appreciate him finally coming back to the show and getting us some picks. Dylan, thank you so much. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brad.
Dylan Godet, who finally wore off his hangover from Omaha's and the Jell-O shots. Apparently the governor was buying him Jell-O shots. Boy, that's something to put on the resume for the ladies anytime he goes to the bars. I can promise you that. But speaking of a resume, let's try to get some winners in Major League Baseball coming up after this. And then, Sean C's hockey. It's hockey. I keep saying hockey. Soccer picks. What a great night he had last night and this afternoon. Let's see what he's got for the USA tonight here on ESPN Radio. 92.5 and 1300. Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years. And now, it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody cash tickets tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. And everybody wake up on July 5th with the same amount of fingers you went to bed with on July the 4th after the fireworks. We'll talk about that maybe next week. What was, who was the guy that played for the Giants? I forgot his name. Blew off half his hand. And, I don't know. Anyway, that's a long time ago. That was like 10, 12 years ago. I forgot who that was now. He played another couple years with only three fingers. Anyway, that's a long story. Let's get to the text line, 859-381-1313. And let's just save this for Jeff Drummond today. And, Sean C. just texted. Jason Pierre-Paul. That's right. That's who it was. I couldn't think of his name. He played for the Giants. Yeah. Anyway, Jeff Drummond has logged in and said, we are docking Dylan Godet NASCAR street cred points for saying firecracker instead of far cracker, like we say it. Unacceptable. He sounds like a Jeff Gordon fan back in the day. Well, I didn't want to insult Dylan Godet to his face, but you're right, Jeff Drummond. You're totally right. He's totally, it's not firecracker 400. It's far cracker 400. Yeah, like when Elvis sings at the end of the show. I'm going to set my sin on fire. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Jeff Drummond also says he's going with a draw today. Belgium and Senegal plus 225. And he thinks there's too much value on Bosnia tonight to pass it up. Really? You're going against the Americans. Plus 750 seems crazy when the USA has not won in 14 matches versus Euro teams. There you go. Jeff Drummond finally has joined our side on the dark side and said, you know what? I'll bet against America if I've got value on the other side. I'm with you. I understand, Jeff Drummond. But then again, you'll have to face this on social media, at JDrumUK, if you'd like to insult him for going against the Americans in soccer. How dare you, Jeff Drummond? By the way, he's wearing an Atari hat today. That should tell you a lot about him. Thank you for your text, 859-381-1313. Let's get through our baseball quick so we can go to Sean C's soccer picks. A couple of games that we like on the money line tonight in Major League Baseball. And I'll admit it, we have not been good this week in Major League Baseball. First two nights this week have not been good. Let's get some winners tonight, though. Let's go back down to the old hometown of the A. Cardinals and Braves. Cardinals won last night. McGreevy going for the Cards tonight, 3.12. Ronaldo Lopez, who I always liked, just hasn't been healthy enough, 3.47. Here's a market game for me. Braves started a minus 125. They are up now to minus 135. The Braves, 62% home this year, 24-15. Sixth best record. Bullpen, best bullpen in all of Major League Baseball. No, it's not the Reds. It's the Braves, 2.76. Cardinals are 20th. So that's something to look at. McGreevy also, hot start for him. But the Cardinals are 1-6 at his last seven starts. And his home road splits, McGreevy 1.96 ERA at home, 4.36 on the road. This is a road game for the Cardinals tonight. And off a loss this year, the Braves, 20-13. If there's three teams this year, I'd look to play every night in the month of July, just based on a lot of schedules. Boston, Atlanta, Milwaukee. Just look to play them every night in the month of July. Let's see how they do at the end of the month of July. See if we made money on them. Atlanta, I'm playing them tonight at home against the Cardinals. One more game. We're going back to Houston. And our guy Joe Ryan just did not have it last night after that grand slam to Alvarez, the front runner for MVP. Twins got beat last night. Taz Bradley going out tonight, 3.98. Amai going for the Astros, 5.36. Amai has been pretty good lately. Astros 4-0 in his last four starts when he starts. Bradley, it's a bet against him, though. June starts five of them. His ERA was 5.53, and his night games to day game split, his ERA is two runs more at night than it is on the during the daytime. Give me the Astros here. This line started at minus 120. They're up to minus 135. Taking the Astros tonight, market play. Braves and Astros on the side. Couple of totals I like tonight. Let's stay in Houston with the Astros and the Twins. I'm going under the 8.5 runs here. We've seen this line kind of drop from 8.5 with even juice. Now you got to play a little bit more juice on that under. While the money's all on the over here, I'm going under 8.5 Astros and Twins. And one more. Let's go with the Mets with Freddie Peralta. Is he ever going to turn it around? Where's his Brewer days? We're going to take that total to go under 8.5 in Toronto against the Blue Jays and Fisher in that one. So, yeah, our best bets tonight in Major League Baseball. Two sides, two totals. Let's take the Braves and Houston as short home favorites, and let's go under the totals in Houston and in Toronto. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert and smoke them here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective, but we know why you're all here. You're all here to get soccer picks from the red hot Sean C. Those are coming up next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years, and now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goal scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
Oh, King, Sean C is on fire.
Bright light, said it, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Before we get to Sean C., our VP of Developmental Operations, Kyle Anderson has waged in with his picks. He is going on Belgium to win today in the World Cup, and he says an exact score for the USA, 2-0. And he will, those are his picks. Kyle Anderson, our VP of Business Development here at LM Communications. He's done well, but not quite as well as our soccer expert, Sean C. Can you hear us today with all that money in your ears, Sean?
I haven't cashed my ticket yet on Harry Kane, so I got plenty of hearing right now.
Okay, well, just remember us when you're cashing those big tickets. Have we learned anything in the last 24 hours with all your big winning tickets going into today's games?
You know, again, it's been defense. Low-scoring games. England didn't score until the 76th minute. They should have had at least 3 goals before then. Norway only scored 2 yesterday. The only one that looks... They're the two teams that look offensively capable, Mexico and France. And Mexico, you don't see this lasting. They haven't really been that good up until now. They've just turned it on in this World Cup. I thought it was because they played weak teams in the group stage, but they played a strong team yesterday and looked really good. So really don't know what to do with Mexico at the moment.
Well, we also have to figure out what to do with the Americans, because tonight, 8 o'clock, it is the Americans against Bosnia. And if you look at the odds from our friends at Circa here, with this game, the Americans -275 to win. The draw is +398. And then Bosnia is +825. But here's the kicker. Jeff Drummond alluded to this in his text earlier. Right now, the United States is getting more than 90% of the money at all the sports books here in the Americas. And that is driving this line all the way up. So, yeah. -650 to advance is the Americans here. So that kind of includes, the overtimes and everything. Is the money really coming in because it says USA on their shirts, or are they really this good? I think they're a little overvalued here, Sean. The total in this game, real quick, I'm sorry, is 3. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of they're really this good and a lot of they have USA on their jersey and this is the United States. And United States fans are going to bet on their team, just like Kentucky fans. They're going to bet on their team. I don't like those numbers. I don't like -275. I do like the U.S. to advance, and I do like the over. I think the U.S. wins this one like 2-1. What'd you say? Is it 3 now? I had it lower than that. I had it at 2.5.
Well, 2.5 is consensus. Circa has it at 3, so you can shop around and find the 2.5. We will go with the 2.5 for your cause here. But, it is a spot where you're thinking U.S. to advance, but yet you have to lay -600 for the U.S. to advance. So that's still kind of pricing it out of the range there. So you're thinking under the total. Is that right?
I'm thinking over.
Over the total, yes. Over the total.
I like the U.S. against the spread. They're getting 1.5. I like them to win 3-1. You get plus money on the spread, +100 a little bit. And you can get Fuller and Balogun, who I like to score an anytime goal. You can get him at around 110.
Now, ball again.
Keep in mind,
okay,
the United States has not beaten a European team in almost 25 years.
Right.
In the world.
So that's the pass is the pass, Sean. I don't know what you're talking about. So let's take the United States. Let's go over the total. Let's lay the chalk with that with the goal line here. Not just take them straight up to advance. Lay the goal and a half. That means they got to win by 2 or more. And Bolligan at plus money to score a goal. Is that how you're playing this? Anything else with the American game tonight you're looking to play?
Just remember, it's okay not to gamble on a game.
Oh, stop, Sean. I don't know. Your public service announcements, we don't need those. We're a gambling show.
Don't have to bet on everything. And, the numbers really, unless you're taking them against the spread, the numbers don't warrant wagering on this game. It's too far in the U.S.'s favor. There's nothing to be gained unless you think that Bosnia is going to win, and I don't.
Would you agree with this statement? Bosnia has the value in the betting line in this game.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the public, especially here in America, the public is just running this out of the solar system, so to speak. But that's not the only game going on. Between now and the next time we get together, Sean, Monday, there's 11 games, including the United States tonight. Do you have any best bets in any of these games that you'll be seeing all weekend long in the World Cup.
Yeah, get your pencil ready, Brad. I'm going to write down these really quickly. Belgium, okay. Senegal. I like Senegal at plus 165, plus 170, depending on where you look. Spain, Austria. Spain's going to win this. Stay away from it. You don't have to wager on that one. Portugal, Croatia, plus 260 for the draw. I like that. I like Kramaric with an anytime goal at plus 425. Switzerland, Algeria. Take a unit, split it, half on Algeria at plus 300, half on the draw at plus, I believe it's at 275 now. Australia and Egypt. Australia sucks. Go Egypt. You don't have to wager. Argentina, Cape Verde. You're not getting anything out of this one. Argentina should win this one in a walkover. Colombia and Ghana. I like the draw here, plus 310. I like Colombia to advance. They're at minus 550 to advance, so you don't have to wager on that. Just wager the draw, plus 310. These are two pretty evenly matched good teams. Saturday, Canada, Morocco. Morocco at minus 120. I like that. I like Raheem to score a goal at plus 230. I like David to score a goal at plus 360. I like the over at plus 125. Paraguay, France, take that one off the board. Brazil, Norway, calling an upset here. Norway, plus 300. Sticking with Erling Haaland to get two plus goals. You're getting between 450 and plus 600 on him. Depending on where you look, shop around, find the best one. Erling Haaland, multiple goals. Norway sends Brazil back to Rio. Can you be sad when you're going back to Rio? I don't know. I'm blue to be.
Well, there you go.
And we don't know who Mexico will be playing yet, so I won't give you a pick on that one.
Let's go over what I was able to get in all these picks. Sean likes Senegal on this one. He likes Portugal, Croatia. He likes a draw and the anytime goal for Cameron. There you go, for an anytime goal. The Switzerland and Algeria. Let's take a draw in that game. Let's look maybe to play Algeria's slight upset, but definitely the draw there. How about a draw in Colombia and Ghana? He loves the Morocco game. Love to take Morocco. Go over in that game. Anytime goals for Raheem and David. And he likes Norway at plus money with our guy, Haaland, to get multiple goals, two goals or more at big plus money. Did I miss anything, Sean?
I believe you got pretty much everything I said.
Well, my bankroll depends on it. So,
your shorthand skills.
Yes. Well, if you can see the scribble right there, it's a very, very bad kind of trying to figure out what you were saying and what you were doing. Anything else we want to look at in the World Cup this weekend, Sean, and especially maybe a future, whether it be Golden Boot, whether it be where the United States will be eliminated?
You know, I am going to say with this Norway upset of Brazil that I've got on the board, bring it back around Erling Haaland with the Golden Boot, because he's going to keep scoring and he's not going to sit again. So I think Norway could make a little run. They could get a couple more games in. Don't be surprised if he gets up in that lead position in the Golden Boot. Harry Kane scoring a couple of goals today puts that in a little doubt. Kylian Mbappe scoring two yesterday. You know, you're not getting anything on him. Put your money back on Erling Haaland with the Golden Boot.
I've learned. Kane, Mbappe, and Haaland. Just take them to get two goals and just hope for the best. I think that's really what we've learned. Anything else, Sean, before we get out of here? And I appreciate your hustle on this soccer. You've been great for us in getting our soccer insight and trying to get some bets here. Anything else before we get out of here?
Didn't I give you enough? I gave you like eight games.
I know. I'm sorry, but I can't get enough. You can't get enough winners. I'm a greedy little gambler over here. Sean, thank you so much. And until the next time, may the winners be yours, buddy. Thank you so.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that the Reds, they stink. So let's watch some hot dogs. The Sharps are on Joey Chestnut to go under 72.5 hot dogs. Could have got it Monday at 73.5. I'm just saying. Also, we had Dylan Godet's NASCAR picks, our baseball picks, and Sean C's soccer picks. What more do you need? If you missed it, go to ESPN Lex or go download the app. Thanks for joining us. Big weekend ahead, so safe travels to you, or safe holiday greetings to you. Don't forget Reds and Brewers tonight and tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, so no show for us. Thanks for joining us, and until the next time as always, or until Wildcat Drive today at 4 o'clock from 4 to 6 with Sean and Matthew. May the winners be yours. King, I got fireworks fever. Thank you. Thank you very much.